Welcome, welcome, everybody, on this warm Thursday afternoon. What's that? You're gonna sing a song, aren't you?
Yes, you're singing.
Thank you.
Oh, wow, it's roomy.
Okay. Really fast, I didn't get that far.
Yeah, right.
Get it back when you're done.
We're gonna go ahead and call the order, our Board of Trustees work session at 6 p.m. This is being held at Station 41 West Point. It is July 17th, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Again, 6 p.m. Members that are with us, we have Tim Roper and Nancy Smalling and Brian Vincent, Mayor Wiggle, Megan Ratchford, Rick Carlson. Maybe Mayor Shepherd will join us online, and Jerry Chatterton is excused for tonight. And Kurt, Chief King.
Kurt, yeah.
Chief King. Okay, perfect. Great, thank you guys for being here tonight. We have no badge pinnings, so we're gonna move to agenda item number two with Chief.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. So I just wanted to have a conversation with the board. We don't need to take any formal action or whatever. I just wanted kind of an open discussion. Advise you on that we're nearing the end of the GMP, the guaranteed maximum price for the Station 42 building that was under contract, and the payout for that is, which we're on budget, by the way, is $480,274.81 after they have completed all of their completed work, which they are just around the corner from doing. Like, they might even bill us next month for that. And with that, the warranty starts. They're way late in doing it, but it's their fault. But that's okay. Anyway, and they are putting in, and part of that GMP, for those of you in Clearfield, we had a problem with the detention or retention. I don't know what it is. But for whatever reason, the engineers said it, the water would flow out, and it doesn't. Because of the water flow or whatever, and you can't, engineering-wise, you cannot change the inlet or the outlet, you know, based on that. So the solution to that was, and it became a big muddy mess. It collects garbage. The firefighters aren't going to go out there and wade in the mud to get the garbage. So Hogan agreed to put a weed barrier down in the bottom. We took the sprinkler, the drips, out of the bottom, and the planting out of the bottom. We got this approved from Clearfield City. You're Dayton, engineer. Anyway, we got approved.
Brayden, yeah.
We got it approved through Clearfield that we could change that to rock, which Clearfield would prefer that anyway. It's way better. So they're going to put weed barrier down, and then they're filling it with the same, just the bottoms, not the sides, the bottoms with the same color rock that were used in the landscaping. And so, in fact, if you drive by there, the first one's already done, and they're working on the second one and the third one tomorrow, so we're well on our way to having that done. Once they get that done, our punch list is down to almost nothing, and we'll be able to settle with that. That being said, the good news is we came in, when we pay that GMP off, and we pay, you know, in the building authority, when we pay that off, we have roughly $206,951 left in that building authority. And I was going to have a conversation with the board. We haven't been chomping at the bit to spend that money or anything. That's not in our annual budget that you guys have just approved or whatever in capital improvements. But that money, I believe, was earmarked for building type stuff. It's not wages. It's not any of that. And so talking with the chair, as you guys all know, we have been putting some money back into this station. It's our headquarters. It's 20 years old. I was going to request from the board that we do a budget amendment in our current capital for a few items to bring this station up to since we have some of that extra money to do that. Some of those projects are, and please chime in if you have any ideas, but number one, down here at Station 41, we've never had a sign that says Station 41, North Davis Fire District. I talked with West Point City. There's no regulate, I mean, I'm not going to pull one out by the street. It'll be up by the building in the flower bed or something. But we'd like to put a sign that says Station 41, kind of like the Clearfield and, you know, North Davis Fire District, and maybe our shield on it. So I'm getting bids. Our engineer from Blaylock said he'd just take that project on. He likes doing stuff like that. So I did get a bid. This station has not been painted on the inside for 20 years. And I got a bid to have the inside this station painted, this training room and everything. I have that number. That's, you know, came right around $17,500 to have that done. We talked about the door on the west side is rusted out and needs to be replaced, and it's in the brick. So the painter said you can paint this if you want, but it's not going to fix the problem that you have. So to replace the door, I got a bid on that. That was like $4,500. And last but not least, and I think this will be...
Is the door itself okay?
No.
The frame.
It's rusted out.
So the whole door, not just the frame.
The whole door needs to be replaced.
And how much was that one again?
$4,500 installed, because they got to cut it.
That sounds reasonable, though.
Oh, yeah. No, they got to cut it out of the brick and...
Yeah.
And replace it. That door has a sight glass in it or whatever, you know. But this is where I think it would get expensive, and I haven't got bids yet. Would like to use some extra money to put permanent Christmas lights on Station 42. We spec'd it with the outlet and the switch to do that, but we didn't ever spend that money because we didn't know where we were with the budget. That can just come out of the FF&E if the board chooses to go ahead and move forward with that project. And at the same time, get a bid to have permanent lighting put on this station. Now with that, I'm not gonna do like the cities do. We were just gonna do the roof line and match the cities, you know. So we have the lights, but the lights up at the other station, that roof's way too high up there and stuff. We're not going to have firemen get up there and put lights up there or whatever. I just wanted to bring this up as an open discussion with the board to see what they think. These are just some projects that, and I'm just spitballing. So probably out of that $203,000, maybe $50,000 or $60,000 of it, we would amend the budget and put it into capital for this. Mariah told me and Misty, we can't take money out of the building authority to pay for stuff at this station. That's not what that was for. But the board has the authority to move that money to capital, transfer that money to capital in our general fund, and amend our capital budget.
I was going to ask you if we could do that and maybe put some towards the new ladder truck or something like that.
Well, yes. The answer is yes. That's not what it's earmarked for. I'm getting way ahead of myself. We're actually looking pretty good next year to do that, and we're going to have some good suggestions on putting it down. But yes, the other $120,000 or $130,000, whatever is left, put that in our capital. But it's not earmarked for,
Right. Just
put it in our capital budget, and we're already, Misty, what are we contributing this year to it? 280? Yeah, we're already contributing 280, so we just add to that. We haven't got down to crunch time, and I don't want to go down a rabbit hole, but as you all know, the ladder truck's $1.7 million, and we spec it in November, and that ladder truck should be landing here next July. But with that, it would be doing our due diligence or whatever. We're going to crunch numbers, but if we can suggest the board putting a good $900,000 to $1 million down on that, and us just lease purchasing 700 or 800, whatever, however that falls, then we end up with the engine payment that we're used to. The ladder payment, a ladder is, as you all know, about double. It's like buying two engines. It's almost double. But that's just kind of our, that's kind of our vision as staff. But just wanted to see what the board thought about that. The board's been really good as far as, we got the new carpet in this station. We built the building out there. I think, you know, we keep up with the landscaping. So I think we just have a few, you know, things we probably need to throw back at it, you know.
So let's take each of those items kind of one by one. And if we just get a quick head nod or a thumbs up, we move on to the next one. So if we started with the sign out front.
41 signs.
I think they're all. No, that building needs to be.
I think it'll be, I'll actually present it to the board.
Well, I remember the first time I came to this station, I went, where's the 41? You know, it took me a minute to see it, you know.
It's actually, you know, the signs look like
41, like we had to go about 42.
It's like this station's different, so it's not like 42 where you have all this glass and we could do that. So it's a sign, maybe, I think you'd compare it to the city, but it's not going to sit out by the road. It's concrete, yep. with like a little foundation wall, and then a steel sign with station 41 with our shield on it, visible from the street, pretty big.
Lights behind it, lights on.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, and he's coming up with some models. I'll show the board. But
okay, sign good? Okay. Back door, securing our,
yes,
bay in the back door. Perfect.
That sounds necessary.
Too easy one, right?
I think we need to take care of our building.
Painting. 20 years, hasn't been repainted.
So this is 20-year-old paint in here?
Yeah, it's been patched. So they did
good.
Bid it. I walked through this whole building with him. They did bid it. So not everything has to be painted. The dorms are in really good shape. My office has been repainted before, so my office doesn't need to be done, but Misty's does.
Did it get repainted when we updated ripped it up the floor and stuff?
Okay. So
they match the paint and spot.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Spot. See, it's been patched, and I'm not Becky Homecky, but I said, is everything too...
I haven't heard that one.
I said,
that's a good one.
But I think that, like, they're coordinating with Misty. Like, they got people that will come out and say, hey, we think this light gray or something. And then they won't two-tone. Two-tone's kind of out now, you know. And it's cheaper not to two-tone. Plus, if you don't two-tone certain areas... Because the two-tone is white like that, if you ding it or something, it really shows. So a lot of the building won't be two-tone anymore. So that includes painting one side of the door, you know, and painting all the doors that need to be painted. But that's not necessarily, like, we got storage rooms out in the bay. You don't need to paint those. We don't even go out there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
When was the carpet done?
Carpet was done when, Misty?
3 years ago.
Okay.
Well, it was done right before we moved to Freeport.
I was going to say, I was still on the board when we...
Yeah, it was done. We pulled the carpet up, trenched the floor.
Yeah.
So the carpet's pretty up to date. That's...
Yeah, it looks nice. 18
then. So is there any ADA... plumbing infrastructure that you feel like would take the place of maybe doing the painting instead? Is there anything that's out there that we're kind of waiting on or concerns?
No.
Okay.
None. We've you know, through the years, we asked the board for, you know, upgrades and what we need. We've upgraded the exhaust systems out in the bay or whatever, but it's all just, you know, these are the few of the things that I haven't put in the budget because we were building a building and.
Are all the truck doors good?
Huh?
All the truck doors out here good?
All the bay doors are good, new bay door openers. That's not to say, well, they're not as good as the ones at 42.
Right.
I mean, one day we'll have to, you know, but they are, you know. And it makes me a little bit nervous. I see the city replacing their asphalt. Our asphalt, I think, is in better shape. But one day our asphalt, it won't last forever.
Chris hasn't been replaced for a while.
And I'm sure that that is expensive.
It's pretty penny. Do we have it re-oiled so often?
We have it, yeah, it's every other year, right? It's not scheduled this year because we had it sealed last year. And we don't hardly have any asphalt up at the other station except for that front visitor parking and the employee parking. So we're not going to really, most of up 42 is concrete. So
I guess kind of piggybacking on Megan's question, is there anything else inside the building here that you would want changed before we painted it? You know what I'm saying? Is there any updates that we're
Safety, security, alarming.
We've already upgraded all
TVs.
Of it. The only thing that the guys asked, and I haven't asked for it, they did say that the workout room down here, I don't even know what it was, but they wanted to update a couple different, I don't know if it was an elliptical or.
I mean, the only thing, I don't know, I can tell you from there, that room gets very hot. They don't like to work out in that because it gets so hot when you work in there, out in there. There's no ventilation in there.
So maybe an HVAC upgrade for
but
that
But I don't
area?
Know. I mean, that's the only thing I've ever heard about it.
Yeah, and we could put a, what do you call it, a split, like we put in the computer room. But other than that.
Well, as I look at this room, right? It's also fine. And I like the two-tone.
The two-tone is very outdated now.
I still think it looks good.
But now, you know what I just thought?
If you walk around, though, and start really looking, you'll see.
Can you get close?
Yeah. For instance, behind me, you'll look over there, and you start looking that way. If you start looking, you'll see it.
You know what we probably do?
My office has got...
I didn't include this, but we probably do need...
Two colors of paint, you know.
These shades, we need, like, shades. They don't need to be electric, but...
They haven't worked for 9 years.
They've been here forever.
My thought on it is, if there isn't anything else pressing and we can paint, I mean, that does keep the place nice. So, but if there isn't anything else pressing above that, then I have no problems doing that.
I would vote for the HVAC in the fitness center over the paint because of the comfort.
But they do have VASA memberships, you have to remember that.
Yeah.
So they still go to VASA too. Yeah. If they're just here, it's not like it's their only place. You have to remember that as a board, too. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to think that option. The equipment itself needs some sort of cooling. So if it gets too warm in there, it could also make the equipment faulty. Is that
well,
right?
I can just tell you that a split...
Is that gonna do
when it? We put the split in the computer server room, it was $5,500. I know. You know.
That was today's price, sir?
No, it was just a year ago, right?
A year
and a half ago.
Probably six or seven now.
Okay. We've been pretty good about keeping up with everything.
Yeah.
That's just, the...
It's kind of like home, right, Chief? Like,
yeah.
You still just have to keep putting away a little bit into the building to keep it functioning and well.
They had... But in the previous, this board's been a part of it. We've updated all the camera security systems, door systems, computer systems, all that. So, I mean, we're not, you know.
We want to keep it looking nice because this is what the public sees as well, and it's what the public is paying for as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that, you know, we're not having run down.
Yeah, we've been chipping away at it. I mean, like even these... These desks that you guys bought and stuff, they were way overdue. And
way overdue.
That's where
Okay, let's get a kind of a straw poll then on painting.
I don't have a problem with it.
I don't, if Chief, that's what he thinks is best.
I'm the same way.
I would do the paint if it's the last option. I would do the items that are inside the wall first and try to see if we can budget that in there. Yeah,
AC, like the different French, stuff. Like
any window treatments.
Kitchen okay?
It's going to get painted.
Well, I mean, like fridges and cabinets and stoves and all that.
Yeah, and that's all. So appliances are all in a separate. I mean, I don't even know how many microwaves we bought.
Yeah, I think those fridges are what, 2 years old?
Yeah, we have contingency for that stuff. That's just our normal maintenance contingency. It's just these big ticket. Which,
I'm with Megan. The paint is fine.
Yeah, the paint is good. I mean, it's still needed at the end of the day, but are there items that maybe would take a higher value because we'd have to rip the wall out or we'd have to do some sort of damage to the wall or the roof to get it to, if it's internal, if it's an internal issue.
Why don't we get a price on this splitter?
Well, I'll tell you, I just know this from construction.
Yeah.
This is all false ceilings. You don't have to tear out walls. Like in the computer room, they mounted the split on the wall, and then it runs
to the top
to the panel, and you don't have to tear it apart anymore.
Is the compressor on the roof?
No, I think I don't know how those work.
You know, sometimes they stick them just outside of the building, and then it just plumbs.
It
up.
Probably goes up to the roof because the computer, which is the roof, is right there.
And the roof's in good condition, right? Like there's, yeah. Okay.
It's a rubber roof, it's, yeah.
Is it EPDM?
Mm-hmm. What was the next thing?
Is it the white EPDM?
Next one was Christmas lights. Christmas, permanent lights on both buildings. Do you guys have it on your city hall? What do you guys do?
I think we have like a monument. I think that's
so
the only thing that's left.
The cities.
We installed ours last.
The cities are kind of a whole different animal. They put them on their trees, and I mean, it's a, you know.
They're festive, is what you're saying?
Well, no, they do that. They did it at Roy. They do it at West Point. You know, they. We don't really want to put them all over the place.
just along the line.
Yeah.
However,
yeah.
we do have a company, if you didn't want to do them down here, that years and years and years ago, they paid to have them fit. So the gentleman will still come for about, I think, $800 or $900 and hang them and take them down from this station. So if you didn't want to do both, we still have that as an option.
I'd rather do permanent than that.
Well, I just
Don't, like I've had people tell me, we might be talking, I mean, by a substantial amount. Like, people that get jellyfish put on their house or whatever, basic ones, are like $5,000 or mm-hmm. something like that. So I can only imagine, this station might not be that bad, but there's a lot of lineal footage at the other station.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, you could be looking at, I'll get bids, and you guys would approve it anyway, but you could be looking at $10,000, $15,000 just for that one station. But they're LED too, and you're done. Once you put them up there.
So I did jellyfish lighting on my house, $150 a linear foot.
$150?
Per linear foot.
Wow. How about getting bids? Are we good with getting
bids? I'm good with getting bids. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Why don't we get bids on both of them?
See what fits in.
I know Kyle did a ton of work in looking at different companies. Will you just at least ask him which one he did? Because I know when we ended up on ours, it's a commercial-based, obviously, light.
Yeah, let's get
a buy one, get one free.
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of sale?
Well, we always try to. I mean, you don't have to, but I try to do something local here, but, you know.
Yeah, and I think the ones we did were local, so worked out well. Okay, so we're good on painting, we're good on the door, we're good on the sign. Painting is mostly everybody's good. We're gonna kind of see, let's get a price on putting the splitter in and then price on the Christmas lights. But otherwise, I think looking pretty good.
That was it? That was the last item?
The only other thing that I had was that I just added out of my head. I think we should get window cover.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned the blinds.
I don't know how much so. Those vertical blinds have been there.
They've seen better days.
They're expensive.
I don't even think they work. I think if you.
How much is that film that goes opaque?
So we're gonna have them just come back with a price on all of them?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's smart, just because.
There's that, and then there's also, and I'll just get a price.
Yep, get prices.
And I'll get a price also on the bay floor. The bay floor has never been finished. It's, I don't know how much it would be to epoxy that.
What's our finish now?
It's concrete with a clear coat.
What kind of clear coat is it?
I don't know. It's hammered.
Is it slippery?
An acrylic type thing?
What's that?
It gets wet. Is it slippery? Do you know?
Is it slippery? Does it get slippery?
If the acrylic gets wet.
He hasn't cleaned the base for a while.
When it's wet, it does.
Not too bad. I mean, the news station doesn't. The news station doesn't get wet. The news station has a different type of seal on the floor than what this station does. But if you used to go out there, they're functional.
Sanding and polishing.
Well, I would probably have them color it. I'd probably have them if they did a resin. I'd probably just have it gray. And then put the stripes back down.
Not a lot of food.
Make it so it's grip.
Places that
just feel slippery.
They'll just
so on the trucks
grind it and then polish it really smooth.
Yeah, if we did that, I wouldn't be looking for the most expensive option. But we have our open house here and stuff, and that floor's pretty hammered. But you know,
that's right.
That's not a must, though.
I understand. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So 7 items. You'll kind of come back with maybe some numbers.
Yep.
Throw them around.
Awesome. Thank you.
I think I like the floor idea before painting.
You know what? I'm not much of a painter, but it's pretty bad.
Yeah. Our
just so expensive.
Our main hallway up here is pretty bad.
And I've hired firefighters before on duty to do it.
Uh-oh.
It's not good.
That's why it looks pretty.
There are some things you need to get.
Part of it may or may not be my fault.
Years ago, they had competed. 9 years ago when I was here, there was a little bit of time that we did have a captain that was really good at painting. And they would have a little bit of time if they were down here, they could take an area and do. But it seems like they're so busy right like now, it's hard to ask
who
them to
who
do
was
that,
that
to Montgomery.
Montgomery.
Okay, we'll look forward to seeing kind of what your final price is there.
So I'll get a list of bids and whatever, and I could just bring it to the next meeting.
Thank
and
you.
That's all I have for the.
Okay. All right. With that, then we will go ahead and adjourn from that my work session. Okay. Thank you. There we go. So we're adjourned. We're moving in now and call to order our regular session of our Board of Trustees for the Rockaway Fire District. It is still July 17th. It is now 6:29 p.m. This is being held at Station 41 on West Point.
Right on time.
Those in attendance with us tonight, Ricky Carlson, Megan Ratchford, Mayor Rigo, myself, Ryan Vincent, Nancy Sloan, Ned Judd, and Tim Roper. Jerry Chatterton is excused, and it doesn't look like Mayor Shepherd joined us, so he's excused tonight as well. Annette will lead us in the pledge, and then has an inspirational thought for us in the pledge. So,
can you hear that?
Thanks.
Okay. Can you hear me? Okay. So do not wait for leaders. Do it alone, person to person. That was by Mother Teresa. In every board meeting, every shift, and every quiet decision behind the scenes, we're choosing service over spotlight, and that's powerful. Real leadership isn't about titles or attention. It's about showing up, staying committed, and caring deeply about the people we serve. In the fire service especially, impact happens in the daily discipline, the unnoticed moments, the calm before the call. Let's keep being those kinds of leaders, consistent, compassionate, and grounded in community.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Next is citizen comment. You want to make a comment?
All right. I already commented.
We'll move on then. Next is approval for the meeting minutes from June 19th, 2025. Take any edits or corrections, changes, otherwise a motion.
I move to approve the North Davis Fire District Board of Trustee meeting minutes for June 19th, 2025.
Motion for approval by Megan. Second by Annette. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Next is the North Davis Fire District bills. Let's have a chance to look through those. Entertain any questions or a motion?
Chair, I move to approve the North Davis Fire District bills.
Second.
Motion for approval by Annette and a second by Tim. Any further discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Financial report.
Just a couple things. It looks like we're closing up. The board amended the budget to reflect what it's probably going to be, but looks like we're ending out the year on target with ambulance and property taxes and fee in lieu with an easily balanced budget. And then, you know, of course, we're starting off now in July. So, but yeah. There's not much to add. We didn't have on the home run side. We didn't have any big things that popped up that the board wasn't aware of or whatever. So, the budget amendment I think was fine.
Good. Glad to see ambulance came through.
Yeah,
it's always one of those.
Yeah.
It's like between the thread and the needle there. Any questions then on the financial report? Motion. So moved. Motion by Ricky for approval.
A second.
Second by Nancy. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Fire chief report.
Just a couple things. I attended the Sunset City Council meeting. We're up 8-10%, bouncing around there on call volume, which is normal. The guys are keeping up. We have the 4th of July Sunset Fun Days, which went off all of it really well. Fire department participated. We had plenty of candy, right?
We had extra.
We got a little bit extra for the open houses now. But it went off really well. And we're always crossing our fingers the night of the 4th of July because we just got everybody spread. Yeah. So thin, but it went really well, I hear, at both parks. So really proud of our guys for that. Just a reminder, open houses, September 29th will be the Clearfield Sunset Open House Fire Prevention. I talked with Mayor Wiggle. We'll get the flyers out to the schools and the cities and everything. And then
October 1st.
Will be West Point. Mike's been helping us. We're in the early planning stages of that. We always expect a really good turnout with that, so that's exciting. Also, just an update, probably the next board meeting I'll have more information for you. We did get the final plat, or Mylar, I guess you call it, for our annexation. That's done. And now me and Misty are working through the attorneys to figure out what steps we need to take for noticing. We know we need to go work through MIDA, which I've been in contact with MIDA. They're on, Mike Wack staff's on board. We're good to go there. West Point City, of course, is gonna do it. And then I've been in contact with Commissioner Stevenson and Jeff Euler, and it looks like the county's gonna be fine. So I guess we're going to just start that process and do the, we'll find out the legal part for a district, because it might be a little bit different than a city or municipality, but we might, the board might have that 60-day public notice that we got to do, and then before we get the signatures and stuff, so we'll just kind of kick that along. And the only other thing I had was, there's kind of a conflict in the October meeting, and I'm not asking the board to cancel it or anything. We don't have much on the schedule. That's our open house month. To be honest with you, my wife scheduled a freaking trip right in the middle. And Kurt could be here. Kurt could be here if the board wants to have a meeting, but there's, Missy, there's really not much on the October agenda that we could see where, so whatever, if the board would want to change the date or cancel it or leave it, it would be fine, but.
I'd still like to meet that month.
Can I pipe in? We may need to have a meeting, depending on our annexation, right? And this, whenever the 60 days hits, we want to get that through in August, right? So we kind of need to think about that as
which
well.
Which would be possibly November when the 60 days would be up, but
and
I don't know.
And that's about the same time we'd want to do an audit. Our audit is November, December.
Yeah. So just a thought. I said.
Well, isn't it harder on Misty if we start missing meetings?
She's like, make me come to another meeting.
Whatever you choose.
I think you like meetings.
Well, I've been here, so. And since it's only once a month, I mean, it'll be 2 months if we miss it.
Why don't we wait until August kind of rolls through and okay. see where we are on annexation.
Okay.
And then we can make a better plan.
That's fine.
We can make her work for
yeah, I know. We would be fine. Yeah.
And so. If we cancel it, then Ricky can still come down. He can
hang out. He can have his own meeting.
Shake hands with everybody.
All right.
It'll just be you and I.
Maybe I'll go on a ride along or something.
Okay. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you. Moving on to member city updates. You want to start with Sunset?
Yeah, we had a great. Fun Days celebration kind of in both our parks. The skate competition was in Friday night in the North Park, and we were glad to have the district come by with the ambulance and participate in that. And then, you know, Saturday all day was it was kind of an experiment. We never had it in that park before. It's kind of a smaller park and we're crammed in there a little bit, but it worked out really well.
I could see them from my house. So.
Yeah, and one of our council members did the fireworks. Did a really good job.
One of your council members did?
Yeah, well, he all the for companies that too. We bid, that bid, he worked for all of them.
Great.
So.
He did them for Clearfield, too.
He does them for Clearfield,
yeah.
And Clinton, and Roy.
And again, the district came to our festivities on Saturday, too. We're glad to have them. We had more cars than we've ever had before, more food trucks than we've ever had before. And I'm thinking that's because we didn't have any competing events in the area. If a bigger city has an event, when we do, or you know, we suffer. So, yeah, it went really well.
The parks worked out well. Moving on.
Good. Yeah. Me and police chief went pretty far in this cornhole tournament, but finally got knocked out. If it wasn't for the mayor's rules, it went further. Yeah, Mayor said you got to win by two. We had it by one, and so we had to go further than we lost.
It was a really good day. I mean, I think the whole town's going to jump in before, but tag on to him, so you don't just. But between the skate park, the fun run, 5K run, the breakfast, the parade, everything went off really well. The park is smaller, but it almost felt like it was bigger just because of the way it was set up. We're all in one area. Felt more community focused, not kind of spread out, different places focused. Fireworks were great. I really want to thank you guys for showing up and being there. I mean, they even hung out around and teased a couple of them along the way, too. So Our police department also played cornhole, and they had a friendly little competition, and whoever lost had to have their face painted by whatever was chosen by the winners. So we've got some great pictures of some of our police officers with some unicorns with glitter in their beard and
tiger.
And so it was really, it was probably, I think, one of my favorites that we've done there for a long time.
Congrats.
So it was, yeah, that was cute. That was a success.
Yes. Oh, they got it. Good. They're good.
Oh, well, Mayor could probably report on how far he went in the cornhole tournament.
That's where he wants to go with that.
We're going to jump into Megan and Tim.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Tim.
We got our jet back.
So. Oh, I was going to ask about that. Where'd you find it?
Unscathed.
Yeah.
Wow.
In someone's apartment.
Wait, start over.
Someone stole one of our colored, our painted jets. Clearfields.
Okay.
It was our big ones.
At the library?
It was the one in front of the library. They decided to just
steal
the pole until it broke. Took it. It was made the news. It's a news story. But our police officers, because of, we have license plate readers and cameras in place, that we were able to figure out who it was. And
where was the jet when you got, like, in the front room?
I don't know. Do you know where it was?
It was on base, so it was an MP and a.
Oh,
it was an MP and a.
MP.
And a, yeah, and a,
did it?
And a,
some military police officers.
Military.
Brilliant.
And then there was.
Really?
They got a little too enamored while they were knocked in and decided that would be a great trophy to have, so.
That'd be cool to hang in your garage, right?
I'm just glad they did.
Except it's kind of you
still on the pole.
I bet they're in more trouble from up there than they even thought about.
They are in big trouble, yes.
Yes, I can. For more than one reason.
No, but thanks for also, our 4th of July went.
Perfect.
Phenomenal, and fireworks were amazing, and we had a lot of happy residents. Both of our bands were incredible. And
rained a little bit.
Yeah, rained a little bit.
It was good.
Didn't
was my
too.
Fault.
It was your fault?
Yeah. You washed
my
car or something?
A few years ago, it rained really, really bad right before our fireworks, and but we've never canceled them. But I happened to bring that up on the 4th of July, saying, hey, remember when the rain?
You jinxed them.
But no, it cleared out before the concert.
We did a paint the bridge, and that went really well. That was well received. I think there were maybe 20 stars, because we expanded it from one side on the center street to maybe, what was that entrance? It's right after mine.
200 south,
but we extended it down a little bit more and added more stars. There was a lot of participants there. I think there were 20 stars left to paint, so that was good too. So it was good. It was a good week.
Cool.
It was busy.
Fun time, huh?
Tired. First year of doing the parade float.
Maybe the last year, huh?
Clearfield. Jeez.
Delegates.
You're going to be on the council.
I know.
Every year.
I know. Need more sleep on that one. Okay.
Wait until next year's. We plan on throwing a big party next year.
Yeah, next year, 250th, right? Yeah. We did. Yeah. West Point's went off really well, too. Again, thank you for your participation. Thanks for the ambulance on the night before down at the 3-on-3 tournament.
Ooh, that was a bad accident.
That was a nasty one. We had one of our basketball players that came down with a rebound and did a tib-fib fracture.
Open
tib-fib. Yeah. So he got plated and screwed that night. Like,
you see,
you guys had the same. I'm so fortunate with that. Day went off really well, so appreciate everybody's involvement and what they did. Anything else you want to add? Yeah, we got a few road closures you guys have probably witnessed.
These are all just
right around where I live. Yeah, they're right there. Okay, if nothing else.
Hey, Mayor, what's the
yeah
the status of the 193, or the...
West Davis Corridor?
Yeah.
So it's in this design phase right now. It's almost out of the design phase with it. And then they should, you'll have seen some things that have started. You know, they're starting to kind of clear the land on some of the areas. They've brought in some dirt for some of the overpasses with it. But everything seems to be right on track with it. It's going to be, a four-lane continuation right up to 1800 there.
Will there be a light at 45?
What's that?
Will there be a light at 45?
Yeah, so part of that same project is, if anybody's ever noticed, we might have a few offset intersections in West Point. It's just one of those crazy things, right?
We have a few in Clearfield.
You do? Ours are all, exactly 60 feet offset. So 4500 West, 1800 North, that intersection's going to be realigned. The road, part of the intersection that's going to move is the south side of 4500 is going to move a little further west. And so the road on the north side of 1800 that's 4500 West currently, that's going to stay the alignment. And they'll come through on the south side there. That school district land that owns all of that, so they're working with us to get that realigned, and then they're just going to take over the land that was left over on their side. So it's one landowner. It's really pretty slick, but UDOT's going to, and then they're going to light that intersection.
That's good.
Yeah. We suspect there's going to be a light as well where the corridor comes into 1800. That isn't certain, yeah, so don't take that to the bank, but. Good question, anything else?
True Hotel turned 5 years old yesterday. I opened it 5 years ago.
Congratulations.
Hey, happy birthday.
Thank you. We did a lot of celebrating this week.
You should have.
Yeah. And then the Police Academy for the Davis County is starting August 14th, it's every Thursday for 15 weeks. So
I highly recommend doing that.
I loved it so much. That's all I got.
I've done it.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was pretty important.
I got to shoot a gun for the first time.
How'd you do?
I actually did really good. I hit right over here in a qualified area, and then I hit one in the head.
That's one of the funnest nights is the shooting.
Do you still have it?
Yes. I do.
So I have mine too.
Yes, I do.
That's cool. Okay. That is our last item then for tonight.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. We're adjourned.
Second.
With that second.
All right.